Mark, great to see you again. Thanks for talking to me. Looking at what's going on in the industry, we seem to be in this phase of trying to maximize what we've got with our assets, trying to get what we can out of our assets, but also dealing with the challenge of maybe not being able to get as many new recruits into the factory as we'd perhaps like to. Do you see automation helping you solve that, or do you see it purely as a recruiting problem, or how do you make the industry more attractive? What do you see as the solution there?
So that's
a big ask.
As I know you, always the easy question at the beginning, okay? Now, automation is definitely something really to help us to get our capacities up. I cannot cover that with recruiting, okay? And it's twofolded. First of all, even if I would not have a shortage on qualified guys, okay, I would not be able to recruit so many people and keep my cost positions, okay, to be able to do that capacity. So automation is definitely something to help me to keep Europe competitive, okay, in this way. And on top of it, yes, we have a talent problem, okay, so we don't get enough talented people, enough people in our factories to really serve that growth we see, okay? So automation helps in both ways. And it drives assets you have in your factory for sure. Okay.
Yeah. I think one of the things that was interesting at the start of this year, I remember listening to Mark Zuckerberg talk about the year of efficiency, and I thought, that's a bit boring, that's a bit uninteresting. And I wonder if that's what the EMS industry has to look forward to in 24, whether it's a year where we're not going to see perhaps the astronomical growth that we've seen in previous years, and we need to focus perhaps more on operational excellence and how we can really get the maximum out of our assets, be they human assets or capital equipment.
Yes, for sure. So let's say we also see that the recession is different on different industries, okay? The recession is kicking in, so we see some hesitations now, but we still see a big growth. And automation, or let's say more efficiency in operations, okay, is key now, because cash is still bound partially in our inventories, okay? That's not yet over, okay? And so you really need that you get more out, especially out of your machinery, okay? And that you really use your people more efficient, use them where they really make the difference, use them not for stupid things to do. So we have programs running, increasing our OEE, increasing our usability, utilization of our machineries, and so that's for sure the key topic in 2024, to get more out of what you have already instead of buying new ones, okay?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. You brought up the topic of inventory, so I'm going to go there. This inventory bump has worked its way through the supply chain. You've had a big increase in inventory. I think there's been an inventory increase in some of the OEMs, and maybe that's causing some of the softening in demand. How do you see that perhaps bullwhip effect leveling out? Is it still got a long way to go? And is it hard to get a bullwhip to level out when we keep disrupting it?
Yeah. So the effect is still here. Okay. We still have too much inventory, and we see our first customers who have too much inventory. So we are at the moment in this bullwhip effect, as you said. We actually wanted to have less inventory at that point in time already, but that's due to the structure of the inventory, still some agreements with the suppliers from the allocation phase, full inventories at the customer side partially. That all comes together and makes it a little bit a very mixed situation. You have customers where you are short and you're a normal process meanwhile, and you have customers where you're totally in the opposite still.
Yeah, so it's a big change. So when you look forward to 2024, we talk about the year of efficiency, we talk about maybe pushing as much of that inventory out as possible and getting some cash flow in the business. What does that mean for CATEC's overall strategy? What does that mean for your overall plan? You've had this sensational growth over the last few years. You're close to three quarters of a billion. I think I predicted a year ago that you would be at a billion, and I'm wondering when that will occur. What do you see as the key strategic elements for next year?
As a key strategic element for 2024 is, as you said before, operational excellence. And really, an operational excellence, not because we just want to have it, okay? It's not for its own sake, okay? We have to also be careful. You can also do automation just for automation. It has to be with a return. It has to be meaningful, because what we really need is now profitability up again. The last 2 years were really driven by handling that crisis and keeping the growth during the crisis. Now 2024 is a year of getting back to more profitability. And for that, you need to use more what you have. And we are back on operational efficiency as a key element, but also more efficiency in logistics and so on. So when I talk about operational excellence, it's not only production itself, it's a full value chain you have, which you have to optimize.
Yeah, and you have to have that operational excellence in the supply chain. And that means working closely with partners up and down the supply chain to achieve that as well. We talk a lot about digital transformation enabling that. Do you see that digital visibility in the supply chain yet, or is that something that's still being developed?
The digital transformation is, it's a lot of talk about it, okay? Yeah. And there's really good elements, okay? And we looked in a very good MES system, which gives cloud-based and so on, a lot of elements what you need. We also look on AI and KI. What can I help us here? How can it optimize it? But it's still quite a significant way to go. Yeah. Because it's all staying, and all the efficiency is driven by more or less two elements. First of all, you need the data from all the machinery, from all that stuff, and you need the data in a way that it's seamless without a media break or so. Flows together. And if you have that, you can really drive digitalization. You do digitalization on islands, yes, today already, but the real effect you only get when you get that connected and really in one thing. So, big topic, we really drive it, but some way to go. We are far not yet here.
Yeah, and it needs that holistic approach. Yeah. Mark, always a pleasure to chat to you. Always excited to see what's going on in Catech, because it's a vibrant, young business, but a substantial business. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, Phil, it was a pleasure again. Thank you.